Welcome back, everyone, to 1690 AM CGLO. You're listening to Working Title. And so, Cleo, now that we are back to our main talk show,
and cats are under control.
The cats are under control. I ask you, do you know the story of the Flying Dutchman?
Oh, this was not what I was expecting.
You're right.
To be honest, no. I feel like the most that I know is about the SpongeBob version.
Which is funny because it's true. Like the Flying Dutchman in SpongeBob and the Flying Dutchman in Pirates of the Caribbean are probably the two most recognizable versions of the story. Now, you know.
Okay.
But
are they accurate?
But oh, well. not really, but we'll get to that.
We'll see. Okay.
it's fun like that. Yeah, it's a whole other thing. We'll get to that story. But yeah, so the story of the Flying Dutchman. I've been spoiler alert for those listening, but my friends and I had recently been playing a lot of Sea of Thieves again recently, which is a video game. You get to run around as a pirate. It's pretty fun. And they just partnered with Disney and are released like this whole Pirates of the Caribbean kind of like theme. So, nice. You know, because it's Pirates of the Caribbean, they have Davy Jones and his ship, the Flying Dutchman and stuff. And it got me thinking, I was like, huh, I was like, I've seen this in pop culture, like, as you said, SpongeBob, I've seen it referenced, you know, this ghost ship in kind of like Caribbean pirate culture. Right. And it's like, where did this come from? You know, because from what I understand is the story of the Flying Dutchman shouldn't even be in the Caribbean. And that's because let me go back a little bit. The first reference to the ship in this story, it was in 1790 in a travel book about travels in various parts of Europe, Asia, Africa, during a series of 30 years and upward. It was like a historical
catalog
of these voyages by a guy named John MacDonald.
Okay.
And in this book, he's got, it's literally two sentences. He says the weather, he's talking about off of the Cape of Africa, which before, you know, the Suez Canal, which was a lot of people now, if they didn't know about it because it was blocked this year by the Ever Given. Before the Suez Canal existed, the way to get and trade to East Asia, India, and Japan, you had to sail all the way around the Cape of Africa, which it's like a 6 to 8 month trip. And it's apparently the Cape of Africa is like very, very treacherous. And so these two sentences, John MacDonald, he referenced seeing the Flying Dutchman off of the Cape of Africa. And that's where this story originated. And he said the weather was so stormy that sailors said they saw the Flying Dutchman. The common story is the Dutchman came to the Cape in distress of weather and wanted to go into the harbor, but could not get a pilot to conduct her. And ever since, in very bad weather, her vision appears, since she was lost to this storm. That's how the story goes. And this was the first reference of this story, which I find really interesting, meaning like people were talking about this and discussing this alleged quote unquote Flying Dutchman before it was even written down.
Always the way, though. The best stories come from like oral tradition and then transcribed somehow.
Yeah. And so I'll continue a bit, I think, after our next couple of songs. But yeah, like that's so we're to set the scene. We're in the Cape of Africa, and that is where the Flying Dutchman story kind of begins.
Very
first reference, by John MacDonald. And so next up we have on our songs before we continue, we got a really cool song I found called "Lightning Over Mexico," and it's got Tom Morello and two DJs, the Blood Beetroots and Anna to Joy. And this song sounds awesome. I don't think it needs any more introduction than that. And then in honor of Canada Day and our Indigenous people, we have Drezis, my favorite Canadian rapper who I was introduced to a couple years ago in Sound. We got the song Blessed by him. So it's a brand new song. It's awesome. It doubles as our CanCon and our new content today. And yeah, I just think it's different than what we usually play, but I think it's going to be really, really great for you guys today. So don't touch that dial now. Stay right here on Working Title. And we're going to talk more about the Flying Dutchman in a little bit.
They wanna take my car. culture, that's an act of war. They wanna take my language, that's an act of war. They wanna take my tradition, that's an act of war. They wanna take my spirit, but that won't happen, boy. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. You can feel it when we come through mobbing. Fuck surviving, we thriving. Creator bless my body. I'm going out of body. I'm going in with the midnight moon on my back like I'm hollering. I'm thankful for this knowledge. My blueprint is my college. And you don't understand it. You wonder what the cost is, but you can't even buy it. It's only made for profits. And I ain't talking pockets, talking indigenous goddesses. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, yeah.
That's an act of war. They wanna take my language. That's an act of war. They wanna take my tradition. That's an act of war. They wanna take my spirit. But that won't happen, boy. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. Fist up, way down by the world, no options. Gotta build that bridge up, link up. Creator bless my family. Wanna see my mama vibrant. I'm going in with the midnight moon on my back like I'm howling. I'm thankful for my spirit. My future, I don't fear it. But you don't understand it. You wonder how I'm fearless. But he can, that's my keeper. I keep him by my side. When it all goes down, when it all goes bad, I know he's down to ride. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. I wake up, I smudge up, creator bless my body. Creator bless my body.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here with Danny and Cleo. We were talking about the story of the Flying Dutchman. And so, yeah, so the next time the Flying Dutchman is mentioned as a literary reference was 5 years later in another voyage catalog. Mm-hmm. And this time, the Flying Dutchman, this one's a much longer quote, so I'm not going to say the whole thing, but in this quote, it's actually like, this is when the Flying Dutchman actually gets kind of canonized as like a Dutch man of war or like a larger ship.
Okay.
And so they're saying the story goes that, you know, it was the same story that it had been years since the Dutch man of war had been lost off the Cape of Good Hope, which is what the Cape of Africa is called. And every soul on board perished. And ever since, whenever there was bad weather around the Cape, there would be these sightings from sailors saying they saw this giant ship looming in the distance, sometimes even flying, quote unquote, above them. And it would be almost like rushing towards the ship before disappearing to not be seen. Right.
Spooky.
I know, spooky. So it's like it became like a common superstition of mariners. You know, was it that in the high southern latitudes of the coast of Africa, hurricanes were frequently ushered in by the appearance of this specter-like ship, the Flying Dutchman. You know, and so they say the crew of the vessel was supposedly guilty, like the story changed, you know, they were guilty of some dreadful crime. Their captain was leading them into a storm when he shouldn't have been, you know, due to the greed of wanting to trade. And yeah, and so the story's kind of evolved over the time, But what I find so interesting is there's actually two like real life captains that have like that some sources have kind of decided that these are the two best cases for who was the captain of the quote-unquote Flying Dutchman, right? Mm. And so we have the first one is a guy named Bernard Folk. He was a Dutch captain who sailed for the Dutch East India Trading Company, and he was renowned for the speed of his trips all the way from the Netherlands to a place called Java, which is in Indonesia.
Okay.
And his trips were so fast, he made the 6-month trip, sometimes as short as like 4 or 5 months, that people accused him of being like in league with the devil. Yeah, exactly. So that was the first, and this is kind of just me speculating, but I always thought, you know, it never was said that the ship was named the Flying Dutchman. It's just, that's what the ship is now referenced or referred to. And so I always thought it was actually kind of interesting, like hearing about this guy being so fast. It's like, was the Flying Dutchman a person or the ship?
Yeah.
You know, right? Like
it's him all along.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that was interesting. And then this is actually the Bernard Folk is actually the second printed legend of the story. The first legend of the story, the captain, is a guy by the name of Captain Hendrik van der Decken. But the reason it's between him and Bernard is because Bernard, they know for a fact he's an actual captain who existed.
Okay.
But Captain Hendrik, they aren't sure if this is just a story or if he was an actual guy. But the story goes that he was sailing from Amsterdam, and they were behind already on their trip.
Okay.
And instead of stopping in Cape Town to get some more supplies before making the trip around the Cape, the captain decided to keep pushing forward, and they found themselves in a hurricane. And he said basically, and it was a quote, he said he would make it around the Cape of Good Hope should it take until the day of judgment, was what they said. He said, so they've attributed this story as kind of like, they think this one was more of a ghost story to captains, like, hey, you know, don't push your trips when you don't need to for greed, despite like, listen to your crew, because they're saying, yeah, this whole crew perished because the captain wanted to finish the trip. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it wasn't until, it was, 1812 that the ship was actually referred to as a pirate ship. And this was by Sir Walter Scott. So Sir Walter Scott was the first to actually refer to the Flying Dutchman as a pirate ship, which I thought was interesting, because that is kind of the, I think, biggest description that has like stuck, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And so yeah, like it's interesting how this story to me kind of started as a oral tradition before it started being written down. And it's like, it's almost been like this game of telephone over like 300 years that I'm reading of like what this story has become.
Yeah. It's always, I feel like that's the way with, you know, because even things like the Iliad and the Odyssey and things like that were always like told orally, and it's incredibly impressive that somebody was able to remember that whole able to tell it to people. But like things do get lost or changed in translation oftentimes for, you know, theatrical value, which is appreciated. I don't know. I think it's
exactly
good. You get cool spooky pirate ships out of it.
Exactly. And I definitely believe the whole, like, this turned into kind of this like tale of woe, you know, to kind of be like, hey, you know, just because you're making a long, dangerous voyage doesn't mean you should push your ship and crew to its absolute limit.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't take your men for granted.
Yeah. And so on that note, I'm going to play a quick little song in between our next in between our next little bit of talking, which I was very excited to play in honor of our topic. And it's the Drunken Sailor cover by Authority Zero. it's a really good time. If you haven't heard the song, I'm excited to introduce it to you in this way. Oh, man. If you have heard the song, I'm excited for you to hear this version. So don't touch that dial now. And please stay tuned here on CGLO 1690 AM for some more Working Title. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. That was just Drunken Sailor by Authority Zero. And so, yeah, Cleo, now to kind of get to our little pop culture portion of this story. And so when I was doing some digging about this, I'm glad you brought up the SpongeBob Flying Dutchman, because when I was doing some digging, that description of the Flying Dutchman, like SpongeBob, this big spooky green ghost, and the ship. Mm-hmm. That's the first time the Flying Dutchman is depicted as like a separate entity.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's always been just the ship.
Yeah.
And so for SpongeBob to go so far and say, hey, no, this is the ghost captain, the Flying Dutchman, and the ship, the Flying Dutchman, is funny to me. You know,
that's hilarious. They did it first. They did their research.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I was really trying to look it up. I couldn't really find who the Flying Dutchman was based off of, you know, like his design. But I'm sure if I did some more digging, I could maybe find an interview with Steven Hilberg about what he was saying. But it was not the main topic of today's story, so I did not do as much digging in that regard. But the other thing that I found out too was, so Pirates of the Caribbean, right? They have Davy Jones.
Dead Man's Chest. That's the second movie, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And so Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, my computer, or my cats just shut off my monitor again. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest was actually it's not only the first time Davy Jones is depicted as a as a being, it was always Davy Jones' locker. It was never a dude.
Never Davy Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like always the friend, never the girl.
Exactly.
Locker. So, it's never about me.
And so that's what I thought was so funny, that not only did Disney decide, hey, we're going to make Davy Jones a squid person, but they combined the Davy Jones story with the Flying Dutchman and made his ship the Flying Dutchman.
Very cool.
Yeah, I find that so interesting, because it's like, that is, to me anyway, the most, and I feel like our generation, the most recognizable depiction of us, you know.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I said SpongeBob first.
Yeah, right. Before I'm saying, well, but SpongeBob, I argue, you think about the Flying Dutchman before you think Davy Jones, right?
Yes, definitely.
You know, I think that's totally right. But it's funny that you know, this story has kind of been stretched to fit its own, you know, means. And it's so far from what it originally was. But really quick, though, just to be fun, just for the end. I was looking at also some explanations about, you know, when you go further down the wiki, they have explanations for what they think could have created this story of a phantom ship. And so I don't know if you know about this phenomenon at sea. They're called superior mirages, or Fata Morgana.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so for those of you that don't know, basically it's a phenomenon that where the sky above the sea, when a ship is at sea, can be so clear that and when the light is hitting it just at the right moment, that the sky itself almost acts as like a mirror and will reflect a perfect image of a boat that is at sea, maybe over the horizon, but it looks like it's flying in the sky. I know it's really hard to kind of picture that without seeing a picture of it, but I promise if you those of you that are listening, if you look up a picture of a superior mirage at sea, or a Fata Morgana, FATA MORGANA, you will see a picture of what I'm talking about. And so, yeah, there was this whole phenomenon that the flying ghost ship of the Flying Dutchman was really just these mirages of another ship already further into a storm, which I think is just so interesting, you know, just humanity seeing a natural occurring phenomenon and immediately, you know, thinking it's an act of God or a supernatural occurrence.
Here's an or. It's maybe if you're so nervous about mistreating your crew, you should just take a second look at how you treat your crew.
Am I to touch? No, it's the crew who's wrong.
Yeah. It actually, I just looked this up to make sure that I was accurate in this. But yeah, it comes from the name, translates the name of this sorceress, this Arthurian sorceress.
Yeah, yeah.
Morgan Le Fay. And
Morgan Le Fay.
It was the belief that they were fairy castles in the air.
Yeah.
And false land conjured up by witchcraft.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that. I figured the Morgana had to be referencing her, right? But that's awesome. Like I It's, see, that's it. It's just, you know, stories, you know, affecting the human language and pop culture, right? And it's just so cool to see that, like, a story from 400 years ago is like a driving plot point in one of the biggest, like, movie franchises.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, referenced in, yeah, in something as simple as SpongeBob as, like, a character. It's just so interesting to me.
Yeah, he was, isn't he, like, sad in the show? Like, is he, like, a sad captain?
He gets that way.
Yeah.
And we can discuss more after our next ad break. But yes, the Flying Dutchman is such a great character in SpongeBob. But yeah, so don't touch that dial now. We're going to hit you with an ad break before we come back for our little outro for thanks as a little thank you for sticking with us. And then, you know, it wouldn't be complete without your Scott pick of the week. So oh don't God. Worry, that's coming.
It.
That's coming, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be right back with this little ad break here on CGLO 1690 AM.